my dear brothers and sisters, we get this very, these very important lesson, two lessons on the kingdom of heaven, and on God as judge. In this, and a lot of times, you know, we can think about this in light of a parish, but also in light of our own world. You know, many times we can being part of a parish and coming to Mass and the different things, we can begin to look at it this way, like, well, I'm the good one and the other one is not the so good one. And if everybody was a little bit more like me, life would be good. You know, we could think about it like that at work too. You know, sometimes if we go to work and we just wonder why are people maybe airheaded sometimes at work, and we think, well, I'm not airheaded, but if they were more like me, if we had more people like me, work would be better. Work would be better. If my boss thought like me, he would be better. And my dear brothers and sisters, we miss the mark a little bit because just a tiny bit, because we measure the world by us as if we are the answer to the world. And I hate to tell you, if there were all little yous running around, the world would be a dangerous place. I think of myself, if everybody in this parish was like me, holy cow, Lord, help us all. You know, God, spare the kingdom if everybody was like me. But sometimes I think, well, if you were just a little more like Father Joe, we'd be okay. Not true. But my dear brothers and sisters, this is why it's important, this parable of the seed of the sower, because God sows good seed, and there is the evil one who goes and sows bad seed. But in this sense, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not for us to judge. This is what the parable of this is what Jesus is trying to get across, is that, and as we heard in the first reading, judgment belongs to God. Judgment belongs to God. Now, that does not mean, you know, a lot of times we say that and we go, well, that's my skate through life free card, because I let God judge. Truth, there is still truth, and there is still objective truth, and there's still truth that God calls us to live to. So that does not mean that, you know, we don't speak the truth to each other, but it also means that God is the one who judges, and God is the one, and we will all, on our last day, we will all face that that judgment, and we will face how we lived our life, and we will have to answer for that. And so it's a reminder that we're called to be that good seed. We're called to produce fruit. We're called to produce in us what we asked for in the opening prayer, which was faith, hope, and charity. This is the fruit that is supposed to, that we are supposed to produce. And are we producing that fruit? When people see us, do they encounter that fruit in our lives? And I pray that on different levels, people are encountering us faith, are encountering us hope, and encountering us charity, not just with the things that God has given us, but charity what St. Paul means is love. You know, that we're able to love the other one. Loving the other one does not mean that anything goes. That is a worldly definition of love. That is not love. That isn't love. So we have to be careful. But do we love those that God puts in our life? And this is why the second story of the kingdom of heaven is so important, because it is this little mustard seed that is important for the kingdom of heaven. That little mustard seed grows because it is in that mustard seed that many people are brought to eternal life. And I kind of think of some examples in my own lifetime of little mustard seeds who were planted in this world, such as, and most of us are old enough to remember, some of us are too young to remember, but St. John Paul II, and just how he lived his life, and just by living his life, he attracted people to the faith. We all wanted to be like him, because we saw his love, we saw the way that he laid down his life. I also think about Mother Teresa, you know, Saint Teresa, how her life attracted so many people because of their holiness. And my dear brothers and sisters, in this kingdom of heaven, in this world where we have been sowed, we are called to be this little mustard seed. We are the saints that the world is waiting for. We are the saints. There is no, I keep saying this and you all look at me funny, but there is no reserve army. You and I are it. There is no secret society of people who is going to make the kingdom of heaven present. It is you, it is me. I don't have people hidden in the basement of the church. In fact, the church doesn't even have a basement. It's a crawl space under this building. So I don't have people hidden in the crawl space under the church that is going to do the work of being the mustard seed. It is us. Fort Collins is waiting for you and for me, for our holiness, for our willingness to be good seed and to produce good fruit. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters, as we come to this Eucharist and we receive his body and blood, let us ask the Lord to give us the strength we need to produce good fruit, that we may be good seed. Because from that good seed will come the salvation of many souls. I don't know if you understand the possibility of greatness that you have. I think we don't see it often. We don't see ourselves as being great. But you have the greatest potential. The potential in you is astronomical. It's astronomical if we put it to work, if we follow what God asks of us. My dear brothers and sisters, the souls that we could bring to eternal life, the people that we could bring God to, it is astronomical when we think about it. And so I invite you, don't sit on the seed that was sown in you. Don't let it go. Let it produce much fruit so that we may bring many to the kingdom of heaven.